Bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Monday, October 11th, 2021. Delighted. This daily devotion was written by Dr. Carol Geisler. The text for today comes from Psalm 119, verses 14 through 16. In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. This is the word of the Lord. In these verses, the psalmist delights, as he does in every verse of this long psalm, in the word of God, in his commands and his teachings. The testimonies of the Lord tell us what God has done for his people. The word testifies to God's mighty acts of power as he set Israel free from slavery in Egypt. The psalmist, no doubt, delighted in the prophecies that pointed ahead to the coming of the Messiah, as we delight in the fulfillment of those prophecies in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The psalmist meditates, as we must, on God's precepts, his commands. On Mount Sinai, God gave his law to Moses to be handed down to his people. Israel did not always obey those laws, and we do not obey them as we should. As we meditate on God's commandments, we see that his law is a bright mirror that clearly reveals our sins so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are led to repentance. Meditation on the word also reveals what God has done to save us from our slavery to sin, as he long ago saved the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Through his Son, our Savior, God revealed his grace and truth. Jesus, the Word made flesh, was born among us. Throughout his earthly life and ministry, he perfectly obeyed every precept of his heavenly Father. Then, according to God's plan, the innocent Son of God took our sins onto himself and on the cross suffered the penalty of death that we deserved for our sins. Then, on the first Easter morning, Jesus shattered the power of death and rose from the dead. By God's grace through faith in Jesus, we are now dressed in his righteousness, standing before God, clothed in the perfect obedience of his Son. The psalmist leads us to respond to all that God has done for us. We delight in the word that testifies to our Savior. We rejoice in its saving purpose, in the eyewitness testimony written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. With the psalmist, we meditate on the word of God, and through the study of the inspired scriptures, we fix our eyes on God's ways. We take delight in the precepts that God gives in his word, the commands that guide us in the footsteps of our Savior to walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. I will not forget your word, says the psalmist, and we will not forget the Savior in whom we delight, the Word made flesh, Jesus our Lord. Join me in prayer. Lord God, I delight in your word. Help me to walk in your ways. Amen.